This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne, and in this part of the program, two debates are bumping up against the glass ceiling. One you might have thought long settled. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has been talking recently about equal pay for equal work, even though the Equal Pay Act has been on the books since 1963. Here's Obama at the Democratic National Convention.
And now is the time to keep the promise of equal pay for an equal day's work, because I want my daughters to have the exact same opportunities as your sons.
And here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi to report on why this is coming up now.
So much of the presidential campaign has focused on women, women candidates, and, of course, the appeal to women voters. But this year, the issue of equal pay for equal work has come up primarily because of this one woman, Lilly Ledbetter.
Late in my career, someone left a note in my box at work showing my pay versus three males. We four were doing the exact same job, and their pay was drastically higher than mine.
As in nearly double. That happened in 1998, the same year Ledbetter retired after two decades at the Goodyear plant in Gadsden, Alabama. Ledbetter shared her story at the Democratic National Convention last month. Her complaint eventually made its way to the Supreme Court. She lost. Last year, the court ruled she needed to file her complaint within 180 days from when the discrimination occurred, and she had missed that deadline.
I just couldn't believe it. I really couldn't.
She says prior to getting that anonymous note, she simply couldn't have known about the men's salaries.
When I hired in and filled out my paperwork and personnel, they said, you do not discuss your pay with anyone. If you do, you won't work here.
The court's decision transformed Ledbetter from plaintiff to political cause. Democrats and some Republicans supported the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. It passed in the House, though the Hillary Clinton-sponsored version stalled in the Senate. Now the Obama campaign is rallying around her case. But if the Obama campaign makes Ledbetter's bill sound sweeping, it isn't. It amends the law to allow people more time to file their complaints. Beyond that, Obama supports another, broader bill that would prohibit retaliation against employees who discuss their salaries. The Paycheck Fairness Act, as it's called, would also lift current caps on suing for damages. Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro is the bill's sponsor and is glad to have Obama's support.
He's had direct conversations with people. That's why he's talking about this.
The Census Bureau says women earn 78 cents for every dollar earned by a man. But addressing this disparity through these bills is wrong, says Michael Eastman. He's executive director of labor policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
I think it's important to note that equal pay for equal work is already the law of the land.
Businesses often pay employees different amounts based on legitimate reasons, like merit, or because different cities have different costs of living. And Eastman says if these bills pass, businesses will face many more frivolous lawsuits. Republican presidential candidate John McCain echoed those concerns at a town hall-style meeting in May. He said he's all for equal pay for equal work, but he's against the Ledbetter bill.
I believe that it was a correct decision of the United States Supreme Court, and I don't believe that this would do anything to help the rights of women except maybe help trial lawyers and others in that profession, and that's my view.
Lilly Ledbetter says she's glad her story inspired this debate. But, she says, it's not a partisan nor even a gender issue. The income women make is the financial bedrock for many families.
I think it's more than just women. I think there will be some men that will rally to the side that they believe that we'll want to treat people more fairly, because it's hard being down at what we call middle class in the United States today with prices as they are and jobs being cut.
Ledbetter says her case is over. There's nothing in it for her other than hoping others get their due. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.